This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two state regulators and a city employee were charged criminally by Michigan's Attorney General in the Flint water case. Harriet Tubman, an African-American former slave, abolitionist, and union spy during the Civil War, is headed for the $20 bill. Others that will also be added to other bills include Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott, Alice Paul, all suffragettes, Sojourner Truth, another abolitionist, Marian Anderson, the famous singer, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. Norway's court holds that the government violated a mass murderer's human rights with a long-term solitary confinement sentence, which also posed a health threat mentally to him. New Orleans police officers finally settled on guilty pleas in the New Orleans Danziger Bridge case with shorter sentences. Post-Katrina mess continues to be cleaned up. Supreme Court unanimously upheld an Arizona state legislative map drawn by an independent redistricting commission, rejecting a Republican challenge that the map was too favorable to Democrats. Students applying to college averaged 4.4 applications apiece. Charter school students led with an average of 7 applications, with private school students in New England and the Middle Atlantic states averaging more than 6 applications. Nebraska overrode their governor's veto to allow thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to work in at least 170 professions requiring state licenses. The EU is going after Google again, saying that it is favoring its Android software, especially on mobile phones. Mitsubishi admits that it has cheated on fuel tests for a recent car, but there are indications that they have been fudging figures for perhaps 2 decades. The cheating was discovered by Nissan, which sells many of the cars under another name. In a memo to regional offices last month, the NLRB General Counsel advised agency lawyers to be on the lookout for cases that would allow NLRB to consider whether worker misclassification violates the National Labor Relations Act. The theory is that misclassifying workers as independent contractors deprives them of their right to organize. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.